Some railroads have proposed cutting back to one-person crews on trains. BNSF had proposed it during contract negotiations with unions, but the unions rejected that. Now, a bill's been introduced in Congress to make two-person crews mandatory. Those crews consist of an engineer and a conductor. The proposal was to have only an engineer on the train, but union officials say that could compromise safety.
By federal law, we have to stay in the cab of the locomotive.
Ronald Hoff is with the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen.
We cannot go back to render any kind of first aid, to cut the crossings, to let the emergency vehicles through, or anything like that.
Hoff says that's true for engineers, even if the train derails.
As a conductor or trainman, they have a list of the train, and they can walk back, and once they start getting in the vicinity of these cars that are on the ground, they can start, they can see this stuff, and we can report this if there is some toxic waste coming out or anything like that. We can report that to the first responders, so to speak, and make sure that they're aware of what is on the ground.
And Hoff offered this real-life example.
We had an engineer, he was headed to Dilworth, and he had a stroke. And had that conductor not been on there, you know, that train would have went through downtown Fargo at a very high rate of speed. Yeah. But they were able to get the train stopped and get the gentleman to the proper medical places. But had that conductor not been there, who knows?
An effort in the North Dakota legislature to require two-person crews failed earlier this year. The bill in Congress was introduced by an Alaska representative. North Dakota Congressman Kevin Kramer says he hasn't yet seen the bill. However,
in the United States, I think pretty much all the trains do have two-man crews. So I'm not big on mandating two-man crews.
And Kramer says railroads are installing new positive train control technology, and that should help improve rail safety. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.